Yeah, so in college, I did the ESPN Gainesville experience all of my 4 years there. So that was great to have. And then after I graduated in 2021, I started applying to multiple jobs and internships. One of those was the internship with the Orlando Magic. I applied for the digital content producer intern, and thankfully I got it right after graduation. Then 2 or 3 months into my internship, someone in our department left. They went to another team, so they had an open position with the content team. And I expressed my interest. I applied, and I luckily got it. And now I've been with the team for 3 seasons, so it's been a great journey.
That's been kind of cool. All right. The Magic had been sort of, languishing for a while, Camila. Now they're solidly in the playoffs. If somebody hasn't watched the Magic a lot this year, what's made them good? What's made them get to this point where they're a playoff team?
I think it starts with the coaching staff. I think Wolfie has done a great job since he's gotten there. We got there at the same year, so I've been able to watch him grow as a coach. Because the talent is there. We obviously have so many talented young players, but they are very young. And I think what coach has done has been to make sure they all lock in on defensive side. And that's something that everyone has been talking about all season, how committed the Magic have been on the defense side. And I think when you are able to have a young team commit to the defense and to be unselfish, I think if you watch the team, you don't have, obviously have the stars in Paolo and Franz, but I think every game that they go into with the team mentality. And the way they move the ball, the way they lock in and defend, I think it's just been amazing. And like I said, I think it starts with the coaching staff and Jamal Mosley.
When you look at what happened in Orlando, was this expected, Camila? Did they expect to be a playoff team when the season started?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we expected to be a playoff team since we ended our season last year, I think. If you look at our record last season, we started like 5-20, if I remember correctly. But it was because of injuries. And I think once everyone started coming back, we were almost 500 team. And we were honestly fighting for a playoff spot up until the last 3 games of the season last year. So I think everyone wanted to be in the playoffs this year. And that was the mentality that they had. Even when we locked in a play-in spot this year, everyone said that, that's great, that is progress, but we know that we can go for more. We have the talent, we have the discipline, and I think the whole year everyone did expect to go to the playoffs.
When the Magic, I believe, have Cleveland, what sort of a matchup could this be? That's like a pretty good first round matchup.
I think it's a great matchup. We actually split the season. We went 2-2 with Cleveland. So I think it's going to be a really good series. I think it's going to be a physical one. I think both teams understand how good the other team is. I think they have similar playing styles. And every single time we played this season, it was such a close game. And I thought they were one of the best series at the high. Honestly, I was able to work both at the home games for those, and they were always very intense. A lot of offense, a lot of defense. And like I said, it's just a series during the regular season, so I think it's going to be a great one.
If folks haven't watched the Magic a whole lot, Camila, how deep do they normally go? What's the rotation usually like?
Rotation-wise, throughout the whole season, but I think they've been utilizing our bench unit a lot too. I think both the first unit and the second unit, I think we use those 10 players very often. You obviously have your starters with Franz, Paolo, Jalen, Wendell, and Gary, but even those have changed a little bit. I think having Cole come out of the bench, Joe bench. You also have Markel coming out of the bench now. I think those 10 players have just been great. And the lineup, like I said, it's changed a little bit. We also dealt with some injuries this season, but now that everyone's healthy, I think those starting five, and that bench unit is going to be very important.
You mentioned the head coach. What kind of a guy is he? What kind of a coach is he?
He is a player's coach. I think he understands the relationship between him and the players is very important, and I think he's one of the points for him. Like I said, I've been with the team the same amount of time that he's been there. And I think since day one, even when he didn't know me, he's also just like a people person. Like when he didn't know me, he would still say hi. He says hi to everyone. And he's like that with everyone. And I think he's just great. I have seen how he's gotten better as a coach, but as a person, he's always been the same. He's always someone that's very welcoming. One of the things that I love, actually, if I remember from my first year there, Markel was just coming back from injuries that he had dealt with. And when he was about to check in, the opposing team called a timeout. So coach, instead of checking him in during that timeout, he waited for him to stop. So Markel could have that moment of our PA announcer actually introducing him and everyone being able to cheer on for him. And I think that was amazing because that's not something that he had to do. But he wanted to make sure Markel had that moment because he had gone through so many injuries and so many things. He had been out for a while. So just stories like that just show me how good of a person he is. And he is a great coach, and he's gotten even better. And he should definitely be considered for Coach of the Year this year. But, yeah, he's just an amazing person.